Todd Nelson joins us. Todd, congratulations on the full-time job in Grand Rapids. How are you?
Thanks, Jason. I'm doing pretty well.
The big question a lot of people want to ask is, was there an opportunity for an assistant coach in Edmonton, and did you decide internally that you're just a head coach and you felt that was the best route for you?
Well, I guess the answer to your first question, was there an opportunity? We talked about it. I talked at length with Todd McCall and had a really good conversation. Him and I are very similar with philosophies. And, at that point in time, Todd and I just put stuff on paper, which I was asking his advice, which route should I go or which route do I need to go? And so we talked about it, and he wrote some pretty good questions. And I thought about it for a couple of days. I just decided that I'm a head coach, and I want to be a head coach. I've always had that feeling in my stomach when I was an assistant coach in Atlanta that even though it was great working with Johnny Anderson, there was always a part of me that felt that I could give more. But being an assistant, you have to be loyal to your head coach and follow his lead. So that was one part of it. And the thing is, like, was there an offer? No, because we didn't get that far.
And for you, because there wasn't an offer, I'm sure that influenced your decision. But in your heart of hearts, Todd, do you feel you're a head coach more than an assistant coach?
Absolutely. It's one of those things where I was a head coach in Muskegon back in the U-Haul. And when I went to Chicago being an assistant, it was a very hard adjustment. You want to be hands-on when you're a head guy. You want to do it your way. And some people are just that way. Some people are great assistant coaches and don't want to become head coaches. I want my name in the paper if it's good or bad. At least I have control of it. And so that's the way I feel, and I got to start over in a fresh organization. I'm grateful that Edmonton gave me the permission to do so. But under the circumstances of what happened this year, it was pretty bad timing on my part.
I felt when you got promoted and only got the interim tag, I almost felt like it was almost a no-win situation for you in the organization. How did you feel? You got bypassed when Ralph Krueger got hired. You didn't even get an interview, which is ridiculous, when Aikens got hired. And then, the third time they give you the interim job. Did you ever feel that maybe the organization just didn't have the faith in you as a head coach at the NHL level?
Well, maybe early on, but, getting the opportunity, I think I put that to rest. And my time in Edmonton was fantastic. I can't say enough about the people of Edmonton, the fans that are Oilers fans, and even you guys, the media, like, you guys are outstanding with me. So, Edmonton did what's right for the organization, and I can accept that. It's a business, and you got to keep emotion aside. Of course, I'd like to be there as a head coach, but it didn't work out that way. So I got to figure out the best route going forward, and that's why I made my decision to start new with the fresh organization and go from there.
Todd Nelson joins us, former with the Edmonton Oilers organization, now with the Detroit Red Wings, a head coach of their American League affiliate. And it's an organization, Todd, you know well. Of course, you played there for many years. It was your first opportunity as an assistant coach at the pro level. And that organization has historically done a great job of giving you young, skilled players to develop in the minors. Why was the Detroit organization the right fit for you?
Well, first off, you're working for an original six team like Detroit that's probably been the benchmark or the gold standard in the National Hockey League. There's a reason why they make the playoffs almost every year. Well, they do make the playoffs the last 20-plus years. But that's starting to trickle down into Grand Rapids. We're seeing where Detroit has total control of the decisions that are being made with the hockey ops. And you're seeing the great success that Jeff Blashill had here. And this is an organization that drafts a lot of skill, but they sprinkle good veteran players around them and help them develop. And what I like is their philosophy. Their philosophy is that, you have to earn the right to play. It doesn't matter if you're first rounder or seventh rounder or whoever's playing the best place. And that's their mentality because it doesn't matter what round you're in. If you can't beat out a guy in the American Hockey League, you can't beat out Thomas Tatar or Nyquist. And so that's their philosophy, and it makes guys earn the right to wear the crest in the front of their jersey.
What, if anything, did you learn that was different as an NHL head coach compared to an American League head coach?
Well, you know what? There wasn't a whole lot of difference. I think the biggest thing was is that it's always easy to roll four lines in six defense. But, you know, like with the team that we had in Edmonton, we had to match real hard every night. So we're coaching like a playoff game every night, which was fun. And I enjoy matchups and the bench management. But I think the bench management was the main thing. And another thing I learned is that the same skills apply in the National Hockey League as the American Hockey League. I think that if a coach has success in the American Hockey League, he'll have success up top. And if, you know, once he gets buy-in from the team and he gets the player tugging in the right direction, I think that you can accomplish a lot.
Todd, I spoke to a lot of the players, and the things that they noticed the difference right away, A, your practices were way more up-tempo than they'd been used to in the previous year and a half, and just your ability to communicate with them. You know, they said, Todd's just kind of a normal guy. And, you know, that's meant as a compliment. Your personality was not something that really changed. Did you decide, okay, I'm coming to the NHL, I got to be who I am? Or is there that challenge to somehow think, well, now I'm in the NHL, I got to be different?
No, I think that, you know, like anything that you do in life, if you pretend to be fake, you're probably going to lose. If you're yourself, people will see you as a genuine person, and they'll build trust in you. And that's all I did. It was just, I don't know any other way except for just being honest and truthful with players. They want to know the truth. Players will figure you out if you're lying. And so the thing is that it's never a good habit to have anyway. So I think just like anything in life, just be yourself and good things will happen.
Todd Nelson joins us. Todd, there'd be a lot of people that look and say, man, Todd could have got an assistant job in the NHL and, you know, make maybe more money or the same, but definitely fly first class on charters and everything's a lot easier. Was that ever part of your decision-making process, just the lifestyle from the NHL to the AHL?
Well, of course it's nice. The lifestyle is nice, but, you know, I've never been one to be handed something. I've always had to work for it, and this is no different. And I'm not afraid of going back and trying to reestablish myself at the American Hockey level with a different team. I think it's a great challenge. I think I really relish the pressure of that. And I'm taking a bit of a risk with it. But, like, I enjoy that, the pressure and the risk. But, you know, obviously, like, the nice lifestyle is great. But I'm looking at something else moving forward.
Todd, what's also interesting, you had the opportunity to coach last year in both leagues. Right now they're debating in the NHL to change the overtime format. You coached both of it, and OKC had a lot of success. The 4-on-4, then to the 3-on-3. In Edmonton, you only had the 4-on-4 and then the shootout. Which one do you prefer?
You know what? I wasn't a big fan of the 3-on-3, but I got to tell you, once you go through it, it was pretty exciting. I've always been a pretty traditional guy. The thing is that when I saw how it went to 3-on-3, the games ended with play. I think it was, I think it's more of a fair assessment of who wins the game if you win in overtime. And when you play 3-on-3, there's offense going both ways, and it usually ends pretty quick. So I was pretty skeptical, but I was, you know, actually a pretty big fan after going through it.
Yeah, and I would
games.
And I would think at the NHL level, with the NHL skill guys, 3-on-3 would be electrifying.
Yeah, it should be, you know, until coaches try to figure out a system to work with that, which they will. And, you know, yeah, it was very exciting. It was fun to watch. I guess I'm probably saying this because we won our share of 3-on-3 overtime wins.
Yeah, well, usually that's how it is. But honestly, I've been pumping that for a long time, ever since I did the Alberta Junior Hockey League games where I saw 3-on-3 in overtime. And I just, more games end with that, and it's end-to-end. And I talk to the players, they love it. Like, it's not any more taxing on the players playing those 2 extra minutes of overtime.
I don't think so. You know, the athletes now are so conditioned, or they should be, that they should be able to handle that. You look at what Oklahoma City did in the playoffs this year. They played all those overtime periods, and I watched a bit of those overtimes, and they still had lots of gas left in the tank. So the thing is that I think it's not a big issue. I mean, it'll be great for the fantasy, and we'll see what happens.
Todd Nelson joins us. Todd, a few more quick ones. I really appreciate your time. Because you've seen the development of the players, I think you're one of the best guys to ask because you got to coach him at the American League level and a lot you got to coach at the NHL level. And you saw Oscar Klefbom last year. What do you feel he improved on the most? And what do you think is going to make him a solid NHLer for a long time?
I think with Oscar, what he improved on was his poise with the puck. He was making more plays when he's under pressure and just transporting the puck better and also moving the puck better. I think those are the two things that stuck out. He's always been strong in the corners and in front of the net, and that never changed. But I think his play with the puck got better.
Anton Lander, you saw him be a point-of-game player at the American League level, and he had always struggled previously, and maybe that was just due to age, but he came in last year when you were coaching him at the NHL level, and he looked like a bona fide NHL player. Was it just confidence with Lander, or is it maturity?
I think both. You know, any time that you play more hockey games and you feel more comfortable in your surroundings, you develop more confidence. And you know, he's played in the international stage, and now he's produced a bit in the National Hockey League. So I think both maturity and just having more confidence. And I think in the situation it worked out well, like where he knew I believed in him. When he turned around and looked at me, we could talk about things, and he felt confident because we shared a lot of time together. So, I couldn't be more proud of him. I think that he took it upon himself to improve his game, which he did, and hopefully that continues.
You were able to forge a good relationship. Nail Yakupov talked really highly about you. Unfortunately, his plus-minus didn't improve a lot, Todd. What were the things that you tried to incorporate into the conversations with Yakupov to get him to improve in his game?
Well, I think with Yak, it was just a matter of thinking with him. You know, we talk about confidence, and he had to know that the coach believed in him. He had to know that the coach held him accountable. I think that was the two things. And, you know, we found that the mistakes that were being made, you know, when I got there for about a month or so, were mistakes that we could fix. And I think we just had to develop some trust and respect in Yak. And it was a two-way street, and it happened. And he was applying the things that we were trying to teach, and his game improved, and also the offensive production improved. So once again, it was a great second half for Yak. You know, but he took it upon himself to take it to the next step and work hard at it and be accepting of the information. So that's on Nail. Like, he's going to hopefully get off to a great start, start off like he left off, and have a great year.
And one last one, Martin Marincin, who, you know, seems to have all of the skill to be an NHL player, but, Jerry Fleming and you kind of both have said the same thing. It's just that battle level for him in tough areas of the ice. How is he going to improve on that?
Well, he's got to get stronger. That's one thing that has been mentioned to him ever since he came into the organization. He's got to get physically stronger. And if he gets physically stronger, if it's been a great summer, he'll win those wall battles and be more intense because he'll be more confident in those situations. He has a great stick to break plays up, but when you get into those confrontations in front of the net and you have big guys in front of you in the corners and that, you have to have that strength, that brute strength to handle those situations. And it's, once again, it's up to him to put in a good summer and really work hard at it, and hopefully he does and has a great year.
Todd, we're happy for you. I know the fans are, they had a lot of fans who were rooting for you. Many felt that you had earned an opportunity to be a head coach, and I'm sure they'll be watching your success in Grand Rapids. All the best. We'll keep in touch.
Absolutely, Jason. And guess what? It's very bittersweet for me. I had a great time in Edmonton. The people were really, really good to me. And, Todd's going to do a great job there. And, good times are ahead. So, hopefully it all works out in the near future.
You betcha, Todd. We appreciate your time. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.